This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا
إنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب زدني علما رب زدني علما رب زدني علما اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا Welcome back to your viewers to another episode of Embracing Quran. We're looking today at ayah number 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, quoting Zakariya alayhi salam, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبِ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا But before we go into ayah number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in 4, just as a recap, a dua, or the beginning of the dua that Zakariya alayhi salam was making. And the beginning goes as such, Oh my Lord, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي My bones are starting to get weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا And my hair are starting to grow gray. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا And I never felt that I was miserable, i.e. my dua wasn't responded when I made dua to you, O Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Zakariya alayhi salam started off the dua with a number of things. A, he mentioned the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we use and employ in our du'as in order to bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, because Allah started the surah off by saying, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكِ The rahmah of your Lord, right? The mention of the rahmah of your Lord. So rahmah is attached to the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because absolute and ultimate rahmah can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, Zakariya alayhi salam, he starts his dua off and he says, Rabbi, my Lord, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي My bones are starting to become weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا My hair are growing gray. And I had never felt as if you hadn't answered my calls before. So three things. The lordship, using the right name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning the weakness that you have because of which you can't attain this, mentioning the fact that you actually have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the previous experiences that you've had, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in a hadith, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي I am as my servant perceives me to be. And thereafter, you also mention why you are in need of this specific dua that you're asking. And that's what Zakariya alayhi salam next does. He says, وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي And I was afraid of the mawali. My family members, my children of my uncle and my cousins and so forth. I was afraid of them. What am I afraid of? The fact that they are not pious people, the fact that they are not holding fast to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the legislations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, I'm afraid, O Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, that they are not going to be able to maintain and uphold this legacy that you have given to me. I am afraid of this, after I die, وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And my wife has been عَاقِر. She has been barren, okay? My wife can't have children. Throughout our lives, when she was younger, when I was younger, now we're in our 60s, and according to certain narrations, in our 70s, she was barren then. So how am I going to get a child now that we're older? وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. So, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, You are the only one who can provide for me someone who's my wali, who's my friend, who's my guardian, who will guard my legacy thereafter, okay? Who will become a close ally of mine that will guard my legacy thereafter. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْ. And grant me this from you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he realizes that nobody else can grant this right now, okay? When you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make dua for many things. Certain things, all of them are granted only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But certain things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the capacity of them within humankind. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, a car to someone. So you ask for a car, you can ask a human being, right? In reality, Allah is giving it to you. But Allah has granted the capacity of this grant to such and such slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But there are certain things that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant, and period. There is no room for anyone else to give this at all. Because they are against the norms upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has founded this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed certain physical norms, right? They're the laws of physics. When you grow past the age of menopause, women can't have children anymore. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as a norm within the physical, laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. But over here, he's asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him something that actually goes against the laws of normality and against the laws of physics. So Allah's messenger, Zakariya, he starts off by attributing the grant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ, from you, O Allah, because he knows nobody else can give this grant. وَلِيًّا, a friend, someone who will guard my legacy, and so forth, a child, right? So some scholars, they said, because, the question was against the norms, he didn't request directly a child, used the word wali, right? Which is basically someone who will guard his legacy, someone who will be affiliated to him, even though Allah understood that he's asking for a child. فَهَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. This child of mine, this wali of mine, this friend of mine, this one who will guard my legacy, he will inherit from me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will inherit also from Al Yaqub, from the family of Yaqub alayhi salam. Okay? So he's saying that he will inherit from me. Now notice, first of all, the messengers don't leave behind anything for inheritance. And that's why the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith that is authentic, that inna ma'ashara al-anbiya'i la nuwarithu ma taraknahu sadaqa. That we, the assembly of the messengers and the prophets, we do not give anything off inheritance. Whatever we've left behind is considered sadaqa. And that's why everything that the Prophet ﷺ had left behind, it's not like he was living a lavish life anyways, was still considered something that the children wouldn't have gotten. ما تركناه صدقة. Whatever we, whatever we left behind, that is considered sadaqah. But what they do leave behind is found in another hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمَ فَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِهِ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍّ وَافِرٍ. That the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not leave behind for inheritance any dinar, any gold coins, nor did they leave behind any silver coins, any dirhams, any dirahim. Rather, what they left behind is simply ilm. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. All they left behind is ilm. فَمَنْ أَخَذَ بِهِ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. Whoever takes this knowledge that the Anbiya, the prophets, their legacy, their prophetic legacy, whoever takes and holds fast to that, then that person has taken a hadh wafir, a very, very great, position, a very, very great amount, a very, very great share. And that also leads us to another conversation and discussion. And that is that the greatest share that a person can have is a share from the legacy of the prophets. Because the Prophets alayhim salatu wassalam, they would leave behind nothing but the legacy of knowledge and the legacy of piety and the legacy of prophethood and all of the things related to that. And whoever ends up taking from this legacy, then he's taken a great share. You know, people of the world, they do all sorts of things. People of the world, they will do all sorts of things and believe that they are actually above and beyond, and they supersede and they are supreme over and above those people who took from the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we say, kalla, nay, never ever, because those who took from the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the warathatul anbiya. They are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets at large. So this is what Zakariya alayhi salam is asking for his child as well. He's saying, Yarithuni, he will take from my legacy. He will literally be my heir. He will be someone who will inherit from me. And I will leave behind what? The legacy of prophethood, knowledge, piety, and so forth. Wa yarithu min ali Yaqub. And he'll also take from the family of Yaqub. Who's Yaqub? Yaqub, according to some, is Yaqub alayhi salam. As in the one known also as Israel. And that's why the Israelites are known as Banu Israel, because they're Banu Ya'qub, they're the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam. And according to some, it is another Ya'qub who is from the progeny of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But in either case, he is from the progeny, this Ya'qub, either Ya'qub alayhi salam or another Ya'qub from the progeny of Sulaiman alayhi salam. In either case, he is considered a person within whose family happened to be the legacy of prophethood. Now, Yarithuni, he's saying, he will take from me. Zakariya alayhi salam is, when he's referring to himself, he says directly, he will take from me, yarithuni, without the word from. I'm saying that to be explanatory in English, but in Arabic, without the word from. However, in the next part, he says, وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, and he will take from the آلِ يَعْقُوبِ, from the family of Ya'qub alayhi salam. Right? Because, and he places the min in there. They call this min at-tab'id. Min, which basically refers to a partial portion of the matter in discussion. Because Ali Ya'qub are multiple people. It's an entire large family. And he will take only from some of those family members and not all of those family members. And those are the prophets. And of course, the wife of Zakariya alayhi salam was from Ali Ya'qub, and that's why he will take from both of those legacy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Join us after the break as we continue to discuss the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Welcome back to your viewers to Embracing Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as we were discussing ayah number 6, وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّي رَضِيًّا, and make this child, make this friend, make this person who will take my legacy, someone who you are pleased with, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately after Zakariya alayhi salam makes his dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his dua come to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Zakariya, O Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. We are giving you a glad tiding, O Zakariya alayhi salam, of a ghulam. We are giving you a glad tiding of a child. We are giving you a glad tiding of a ghulam, a young boy. Ismuhu Yahya. His name happens to be Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّ. We've never ever made another person within this world who has the same name as Yahya. Till that point, nobody had been given the name Yahya. People were not known as Yahya before that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above the seven heavens chose the name Yahya for the child for whom Zakariya alayhi salam had made this dua. And by the way, this is also something unique to mention here, and that is that people, just as human beings and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, we prefer to have names which are particular to us, right? We prefer to have names which are known only to us specifically, or we are only known by, and so on and so forth. And that's why, if you notice, people are always looking in the dictionaries of names and so on and so forth when they have a child, to try to get a name that nobody else has or not many people have. It's not very famous. Why? Because there will be a unique edge to that name, or a name which is very, very easily pronounceable. If you look at the name Yahya, especially for the culture that it's being given in, it's an easily pronounceable name, A. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a new name. And it has a great meaning as well. Someone who's lively, someone who lives, and so on and so forth. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bighulamin ismuhu Yahya. We are giving you a bushra. And this is no bushra, no joke. This bushra is no joke. This glad tiding is no joke. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna nubashiruk. We are giving you the bushra. And they say that nahnu is the plural, the plurality of what? Of royalty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate royalty, and He is giving a bushra through His angels to Zakariya alayhi salam. So it's a glad tiding coming from the royalty. You see, whenever we get something from the royalty, meaning a president or a king or so on and so forth, we always feel, you know, obliged. We always feel a sense of honor from that, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all royalties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the Lord of honor and the Lord of grace and the Lord of all might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above, He's the Malikul Muluk, He's the King of all kings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to whom every single person, no matter how royal they become, do they return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person who is the supreme royalty, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who is sending down this bushra, glad tiding of a present from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is, in fact, a present, and that's why Zakariya alayhi salam, he said, فَهَبِلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. And so give to me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who will guard my legacy. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an as well, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts to whomever He wills, inathan, females, and whoever He wills, He gifts them also what? He gifts them the males as well. Why? Because a child is literally a gift from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this bushra of Yahya alayhi salam. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. قال, Zakariya alayhi salam says, رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّا. This is a very shocking matter, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How am I to have a child, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How am I to have a child? By the way, he's not necessarily contesting Allah. This is a prophet. He recognizes that the capacity and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as such. In fact, the moment that he made this dua, the first moment that he made this dua was at a moment when he saw something of amazement from the qudra, from the capacity and capability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was when he entered, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَ الْمِحْرَابِ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. Right, that every single time he would enter into the place of worship of Maryam alayhi salam, he would always find some food there. So he would ask her, قَالَ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. He would say, where did you get this from? Right? So Maryam alayhi salam would then reply back, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants rizq to whomever He wills without any calculations. At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as found in Surah Ali Imran, هَأُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. That is the moment he made this dua, that Rabbi Habli, O Allah, grant me a dhurriya which is very, very pure and beautiful. إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَى. You are the one who answers all calls. So he was amazed at that moment that Maryam alayhi salam is getting literally rizq, sustenance and food and provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without anyone bringing her anything. And because of that amazement, he made that dua at that specific moment. So he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable. Over here, he's just verbalizing his amazement. He's saying, oh Allah, how am I to have a child? And my wife used to be barren when we were younger, and we made dua to you at that time as well. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيَّ. And now at this moment, I have reached an old age. Literally, عِتِيَّ. You know, they say عَتَى يَعْتُ is used for a tree or like a tree trunk or another wood or so on and so forth when it becomes dry. You know, when when a person is a child, he's young, he's lively, there's, you know, you can feel that the skin is nice and moist and crisp and beautiful. As the person grows older and older and older, what happens? Wrinkles begin, the skin becomes less moist, you need moisturizers now for the hands and so on and so forth, in the face, etc. So literally, as you start to dry up, the juice from your body, you know, decreases to a degree that you start to have wrinkles and all of these things. That's what itiya means. Because the word atayatu is used for a tree when it starts to dry up. So he's saying, I have now gotten to this age where literally I've been juiced for over the years. I'm done now. How am I to have a child now? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back. قال, Allah says, Allah will say now, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. Okay? Allah is saying that this is what your Lord has said. That's it. This is what your Lord has decided. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for something to occur, it will occur. That's why we should never ever despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's close and it's within the capacity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, humankind are very, very keen on looking at the reasons of the existence of things, right? The asbab. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recognize that Allah is above the asbab, Allah is above the reasons and the means, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the reasons and created the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the reasons, and Allah azza wa jal created the means as well. He's the musabbibul asbab. And hence, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the musabbib al-asbab, then there is no reason for us to become, you know, afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be able to deliver. That's why Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said and decided. هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. That is very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And by the way, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. That's how Allah has said, your Lord has said. Right? He doesn't say, that's how I have said. Right? Because that is amongst the gracious ways that royalty speak. Even in the world, we notice that royalty speak that way. The prince has decided, the prince has come, and the prince has, you know, the king has decided, the king has come. And so on and so forth, right? And the person may be speaking about himself, because that's one of the ways that speaking about yourself in a second person, that's one of the ways to sort of glorify oneself and express the royalty of oneself, right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the same thing. He says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ. That's how your Lord has decided, and that's how your Lord has said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. But now he makes the conversation personal as well. It is upon me, O Zakariya. It is very easy for me to give you a child in old age. Is very easy. Why is it very easy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ خَلَقَتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. I created you before this, and at that time you were nothing. You were made of nothing at that moment, and I created you. So how would you then be shocked at me creating you, me creating a child for you, whilst you are actually something there? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say over here is He's trying to make Zakariya alayhi salam remember the origin of all existence within the humankind, and that was Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam was created without a father, without a mother, without a male, without a female. Hawa was created without a female, with a male alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam without a male and just with a female. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if I can create the creation like that, then there's something that's even easier upon me. And that's what? And what's easier upon me is the fact that you are older, you're already there. The male and the female are both there. Yes, you may appear to be barren right now, but I can place within you the capacity. Even if the woman has reached the age of menopause, even if the man has reached the age of the old age as well, I can still create that capacity within you. Why? Because I was the one who created without the male and the female. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And I created you before this, and before this you were nothing. I.e. your parents, Adam and Hawa, they were not there, but Allah created Adam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hawa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create Yahya as well from your barren wife that you think to be barren. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to practice, to convey. Please join us in the next episode as we continue the story of Zakariya alayhi salam and also Yahya alayhi salam. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wadhkur fil kitabi Maryama idhin tabadhat min ahliha makanan sharqiyya.
Huzzi ilayki bijidh'in nakhlati tusaqit alayki rutaban janiyya.
Fa innama yassarna بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا.